Former Congressman Dave Obie was at the Capitol building in Washington the morning of September 11th, 2001.
I was in the office of Dick Gephardt, the majority leader, talking about our appropriation problems that day. And one of his staffers came in and said, the Twin Towers has just been hit by an airplane.
Obie says police began evacuating the Capitol. He says he'll never forget the looks on the young House pages' faces.
They were clearly concerned, and it was just an overall atmosphere of grimness that occurred, because I think we all recognized that we were about to enter a different world.
In Somerset County, Pennsylvania, Jim Oliver, then editor for the Daily American newspaper, had just gotten to the office when he heard over the scanner that a large aircraft was down. United Airlines Flight 93 had crashed in a field near the town of Shanksville. Oliver scrambled every available reporter and covered the crash, but says the most touching stories came later from the victims' family members.
You know, grieving people are, you know, react in many different ways. Some were very, very proud of their brother or their sister or their son or daughter or whoever. Others were just terribly broken up by the loss, and so it was tough for reporters to deal with that.
Oliver is now retired and living in Eau Claire. He says after the crash, he was impressed with how ordinary citizens opened their arms and their homes to the victims' families. Obie recalls the heroism of the first responders in New York and Washington and the outpouring of sympathy across the globe. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.